You're listening to Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. If you live, work, or just drive through Meridian Township, you've probably noticed the large metal sculpture in the roundabout at Marsh and Hamilton Roads. The work, entitled Meridius Prime, is a 14-foot-tall piece commemorating the Michigan Meridian, the north-south baseline by which the state was surveyed in the 19th century. The sculpture is part of a plan to install public art that relays a community's sense of place. The artwork is a project of the Lansing Economic Area Partnership. Here to talk about public art as a placemaking tool, Peter Menser, the assistant planner for Meridian Township. Hi, Peter.
Good morning.
And Tim Higgins, the artist who created Meridius Prime. Tim, welcome back to Current State.
Good morning, Mark.
This is part of LEAP's Public Art for Communities project. Since it began 2 years ago, LEAP has awarded $10,000 to 8 communities in mid-Michigan to commission public art. And I know Meridius Prime will be formally unveiled today, Peter. How and when did Meridian Township contact Tim to create Meridius Prime?
Yeah, Meridius Prime. We came about, Tim, through the request for proposals portion of the art project. So what we did was put out the request for proposals, and a variety of artists from the area. LEAP limited their, it had to be a tri-county artist.
Okay.
So a lot of artists submitted to us, and we had a selection committee put together, and Tim's came out on top.
And what was your charge to the artist here then exactly? How much was determined about this piece of art before you handed it off to Tim?
You know, it really was a wide open idea that to come up with something that would enhance the space at the roundabout. You know, there's 30,000 cars that go through that roundabout every day. And
but did commemorating the Meridian, was that on the table?
No, that was totally a Tim idea.
Okay. Well, interesting. Well, Tim, what was your approach to this task then? How did the inspiration come to design a survey marker that conveys Meridian?
Well, the call for art was well written. I thought I had a pretty good idea what they were looking for, but they left it broad enough to allow creativity. And then I started doing research as far as the history and the background of the community, trying to find elements of the character of Meridian Township that I could translate into a metal sculpture. You know, I read about, you know, Chief John Okemos and the early pioneers and the way the map makers divided the state along the Prime Meridian line. And kind of it all went in there and popped, you know, Meridius Prime popped out.
And explain for us then what the significance is of the Meridian.
Okay. Well, when the early settlers or pioneers were naming the township, their new home, that's when they came up with, Meridian Township. I focused on that, kind of gave the sculpture a cartographic feel to there's elements of like a hash marks that look like a precision instrument.
Looks like a surveyor's tool. There.
Exactly. Yeah.
And Peter, what research do we have about the benefits of public art to a community that are trying to create a sense of place?
Yeah, well, I think really there's numerous advantages or benefits of public art. It really serves as both a catalyst and a foundation for a quality public space. So, you know, it creates attachment to a community. Really, residents identify with the art, and they really kind of have that community attachment. It's both a gathering space, and it really humanizes the built environment. It gives a strong sense of place and identity, and facilitates social interaction. So a lot of those things is usually the kind of the building blocks of a quality public space, and you know, making a space aesthetically that's beautiful that people want to spend time in.
See, I like it from the basis. I mean, aesthetically, it's fantastic. But at the same time, you're kind of it's a history lesson with regard to the township. Is there a direct benefit to be studied here? Increased, I mean, are there revenue benefits from this? Tourism, job creation? Can you point to data that suggests squishy.
Yeah, I read a lot about this before coming in this morning, and it is kind of squishy, I guess, in the sense that it's not a dollar to jobs benefit, but
right.
it's it's more about the, you know, the aesthetics and the community building aspects of it. It's you see often art and artists are catalysts in communities when they're rebuilding. So it really activates the public space.
Have you received much feedback to it yet?
Yeah,
I know the public unveiling is still later.
Yeah, so
today,
we're going to do that this afternoon at 2:00. And I've gotten a lot of positive feedback just because it's so highly trafficked and people see it and it's new. There's a lot of positive feedback. What is that? What's it, you know, why is it here? What's the story?
Tell us about the materials you used here, Tim, and how long it took to create Meridius Prime.
Well, the project's been in the works for about 6 months. I used stainless steel, number 304. It's the same material that they created the St. Louis Arch out of.
Oh.
And that in that call for artists, they were looking, or they mentioned something that would gather community pride. So that's why it became a tower or a tall piece of shining steel.
Do you have plans for more placemaking pieces like this in the future?
Yeah, nothing specific, but absolutely. I mean, this has been a tremendous experience working with Tim and working with Leap on the grant and executing the project.
This could be more work for you, though, too.
Oh,
Tim,
absolutely.
Right? I mean, people
that
like
would be wonderful.
People like Meridius Prime. They know who to call.
Yeah,
right?
Tim's name is out in the community now as a quality artist.
The city of Mason and DeWitt Township have also unveiled their public art projects. Mason's piece is called Silver Respite. DeWitt Township's is called A Great Place to Start. And later this spring, the city of DeWitt and the city of St. John's will install their pieces. Are you aware of these other efforts out there?
Yeah, and actually they helped me a lot in the planning and coordinating this whole process. It was helpful to be kind of the second group of communities going through the process to see what they did and how they did it and how it worked best with.
I'm actually the artist doing the one for St. John's.
Oh, fantastic.
Should be done, unveiled by the end of this month, part of next month.
Keeping it in Clinton County,
are we?
Is that right?
Another wonderful community.
You're an Elsie native, if I recall correctly. What else are you at work on, Tim?
Well, the big thing is finishing up, Meridius Prime is for all intents and purposes, done. Yeah. Now, the one in St. John's is called Opolis Project. And it's I work with a lot of symbols. I'm trying to tie in a lot of different community elements with this piece to bring it together. It's a Rails to Trails project. It's in the Rotary Club. It's right next to the old train depot. So I've worked in a lot of design elements to bring all these pieces together for this sculpture.
Okay. And we want to thank both of you for coming in here. This sounds fantastic. Peter Menser is the assistant planner for Meridian Township. Tim Higgins is the artist who created Meridius Prime, which is a 14-foot tall piece of sculpture, and it's very noticeable at the intersection of Hamilton and Marsh Roads in Okemos. The official unveiling is later today. Continued success.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.